I should like to see any power of the world destroy this race, this small tribe of unimportant people whose wars have all been fought and lost, whose structures have crumbled. Literature is unread, music is unheard, and prayers are no more answered. Go ahead, destroy Armenia. See if you can do it. Send them into the desert without bread or water. Burn their homes and churches. Then see if they will not laugh, sing, and pray again. For when two of them meet anywhere in the world, see if they will not create a new Armenia. William Soroyan. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mshaguir avantuchun hayu barzankene. Yevur vor harinyek eglisvin, hon harinyek avokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, April the 28th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Charayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարելույսների հայրենագիցներ, հայկական ռադիոյի ժամապոլոր նվնգլնդի մեջ, գրաված է իր որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնէ։ Հին սերունդը կպնրէ զայն իր անուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրներու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը, իրենց ծավը մոռնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածենու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պիտի շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը միս ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
with our Dadalitzes. April 28, 2020. Today is the fourth Dadalt of Marian Dervartanian. April 28, 2002. Today is the 22nd Dadalt of Esther Melkonian. It is also the 22nd Dadalitz today of George Vazna. April 28, 2004. Today is the 20th Dadalitz of Altun Shemelian. April 28, 2020. Today is the fourth Dadalt of Emily Gilbert. April 29, 1993, Monday is the 31st Dadalitz of Martin Belodian. April 29, 1998, Monday is the 26th Dadalitz of Joy Uramian. April 30, 2004, Tuesday is the 20th Dadalitz of Rose Duranian. April 30, 2009, Tuesday is the 15th Dadalitz of Cynthia Jismagian. April 30, 2006, Tuesday is the 18th Dadalitz of Patricia Avedisian. April 30, 1990, Tuesday is the 34th Dadalitz of Judge John Nigerian. April 30, 2022, Tuesday is the 2nd Dadalitz of Marilyn Willahogian. April 30, 2001, Tuesday is the 23rd Dadalitz of Victor Marachin Jr. April 30, 2013, Tuesday is the 11th Dadalitz of Arakel Corky Dolbation. April 30, 2018, Tuesday is the 6th Dadalitz of Roxanne Arzumanian. May 1st, 2023, Wednesday is the 1st Dadalitz of Simon Dermuxian. May 1st, 2020, Wednesday is the 4th Dadalitz of Margaret Denalian. It is also the 4th Dadalitz Wednesday of Roy Markarian de Palma, and also the 4th Dadalitz of Elizabeth Haritunian. May 1st, 1974, Wednesday is the 50th Dadalitz of Bizar Sarkisian. May 1st, 1990, Wednesday is the 34th Dadalitz of David Jajorian. May 1st, 2001, Wednesday is the 23rd Dadalitz of Zaruhit Chetayan. May 1st, 2001, Wednesday is the 23rd Dadalitz of Louise Vartanian. May 1st, 05, Wednesday is the 19th Dadalitz of Sarkis Kasabian. May 1st, 2021, Wednesday is the 3rd Dadalitz of my uncle, Mardidos Menation. May 2nd, 1989, Thursday is the 35th Dadalitz of Vartan Murachan. May 2nd, 1999, Thursday is the 25th Dadalitz of Margot Chobanian. May 2nd, 99 is also the 25th Dadalitz of Sarah Cherejan. May 2nd, 2002, Thursday is the 22nd Dadalitz of Violet Manushak Samuelian. May 3rd, 2023, Friday is the 1st Dadalitz of Victoria Jamjian. May 3rd, 2015, Friday is the 9th Dadalitz of Mihran Mike Sarjanian. May 3rd, 1974, Friday is the 50th Dadalitz of Eva Sarkisian. May 3rd, 1999, Friday is the 25th Dadalitz of Mary Grant. May 3rd, 04, Friday is the 20th Dadalitz of Manuel Kazanjian. May 3rd, 08, Friday is the 16th Dadalitz of Mary Kazarian. May 3rd, 2010, Friday is the 14th Dadalitz of Harrison Hank Yakjian. May 3rd, 2018, Friday is the 6th Dadalitz of Hanan Hushanian. May 4th, 1994, Saturday will be the 30th Dadalitz of Lucine Atarian. May 4th, 1996, Saturday is the 28th Dadalitz of Dr. Arshag Misurlian. May 4th, 2012, Saturday is the 12th Dadalitz of George Cookie Meridian. And May 4th, 2008, Saturday is the 14th Dadalitz of Casper Tokomian. Iveri Nieru Sakamis from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Iverin God.
Today is Sunday, April 28th, and we will be commemorating the 109th anniversary of the 1915 Armenian Genocide at the Martyrs Monument, North Burial Ground, Providence, starting at 12:15. A service in remembrance of the Holy Martyrs will be held with the participation of clergy and deacons from St. Sag and St. Mesrop Church, St. Zvartanans Church, and the Armenian Evangelical Church. Guest speaker for the day will be Alin Gregorian. Alin has been the editor of the Armenian Mirror Spectator since 1998. She has long volunteered in the community, including at St. Stephen's Armenian Elementary School in Watertown, as well as with the Massachusetts Committee commemorating the Armenian Genocide in the Massachusetts State House every year. She received a Massachusetts State House resolution for contribution to the Armenian American community in 2018. Professionally, she received a New England Press Association Award for Best Regional Newspaper in 1998. She and her family moved to the United States from Iran, and she has one daughter, Tenny, and one dog, Luna. Please remember, today's event takes place at 12:15 at North Burial Ground. I would highly suggest wearing a warm coat, but we will be at North Burial Ground. The sun actually is slated to come out once we've begun, but please make every effort to attend. Bring your friends, your family, your loved ones to the North Burial Ground today at 12:15 to remember our 1.5 million Armenian martyrs. Afternoon, there'll be a concert, Remembrance, Resilience, and Renewal, Genocide Awareness Through the Arts, directed by Judith Stillman at Rhode Island College, Sapinsley Hall in the Nazarian Center. Admission is free today, 2:30. And again, that concert takes place at Rhode Island College. Alrighty.
Yeah.
And here's your chance to say you went to Brown University. There'll be a lecture that you can attend. Continuation of Genocide, the Armenian Struggle, Thursday, May 2nd, beginning at 7 o'clock at Brown University. There will be two speakers, History of the Armenian Genocide by Dr. Khachig Meradian of Columbia University. He's a lecturer on Middle Eastern Studies at Columbia, Armenia Area Specialist at the Library of Congress, and co-principal investigator of the Armenian Genocide Denial Project at NYU. Also speaking that day on May 2nd, Thursday at 7 o'clock at night, Genocide Continued, Artsakh Blockade and Cleansing with Dr. Henry Thirault from Worcester State University. He's Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs at Worcester State University, researcher in genocide studies, and former president of the International Association of Genocide Scholars. This event is admission is free. It's hosted by the Providence Varanyan AYF. Everyone is welcome to Brown University, Metcalf Research Building Auditorium, 190 Thayer Street, Providence. Hey, it's your chance to say you went to Brown. And not to mention, listen to two very educated Armenian scholars about the Armenian genocide and what is happening today in Artsakh. And again, May 2nd, this week, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Alrighty, with that, let's see. Let's go to... Have you called in your reservations for Armenian high tea? Saturday, May 4th is the date. ARS Ani Chapter cordially invites you to an Armenian high tea. Well, it's regular English tea, I'm sure, but it's Armenian style. Saturday, May 4th from 3 to 5 o'clock in the Aramean Auditorium of St. Vartanans Church. Guest speaker will be Ani Jilojan, Director of Development, Women's Support Center of Yerevan. She's a Fulbright scholar, by the way. You needed to RSVP by April 25th. Call or find Alice Barati and let her know you'll like to be in attendance. This is a wonderful idea. I just love the whole idea of the tea. I hope they're going all out with the dainty china and the tablecloth and the little finger sandwiches with the crust cut off. All right. I've been saying, you know, and I say this probably a little too often, but for those of you who remember, I don't know, at least 20 years ago, St. Sahag's ladies did the tea, and you had to dress up the table, and you had the best looking table and who had hats and gloves on and who was getting, you know, the white glove service. It was just so much fun. I think I want to say the Kaloyans brought in a oriental rug, put their table on the, like, they went all out. But we had so much fun with it. I just love this idea. So find Alice Barotti. See if you can still go. Deadline was April 25th. If you're a late Armenian, you procrastinate like so many of us do. But anyways, this is next Saturday, or this Saturday, however you want to look at it. May 4th, 3 to 5 o'clock with the ARS Ani chapter in the Armenian Auditorium. All righty. Let's see. Let's go to the ARS's Providence Adak chapter having a Mother's Day dinner dance. You are invited, honoring Mother of the Year, Carol Misrobian, Saturday, May 11th, 6:30, Cranston Country Club, 69 Burlingame Road in Cranston. Deadline for this is May 1st. That's this week, May 1st. Donation for adults, 70, children, 12 and under, 35. You must call for your reservations. Call Anush, 401-230-2140, 230-2140, or call Manushag, 401-265-6014, 265-6014. Your dinner choices are chicken palm, salmon, eggplant, or kids can have chicken fingers. And again, congratulations to Mother of the Year, Carol Misrobian, and this Mother's Day dinner dance, May 11th, Saturday. Okay. Saint Sahag and Saint Mesrop Church invite you to Divine Liturgy and welcoming lunch of His Grace Bishop Mesrop Parsamian, Primate, Diocese of the Armenian Church of America, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the ordination of the Reverend Father Shinok Suwin, Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th, Divine Liturgy and Acolyte Ordinations, 10 a.m., Armenian Buffet Lunch in 12 to 3 o'clock, reservations only by the church office, May 5th, open seating, donations gratefully accepted. And again, this is a Mother's Day buffet luncheon beginning at 12 o'clock on May 12th. on the anniversary of the ordination of Reverend Father Shenork Siwin. And again, that is May 12th, Mother's Day. Alrighty, I don't have anything else for May other than the end of May. Let's see. May 27th, as always, we go to the Rhode Island Veterans Memorial Cemetery, where we honor our veterans. And again, that's Monday, Memorial Day, May 27th. I'll give you more information as I get that. But again, it's usually Monday morning right around 10 a.m. And when I get more information, I'll relay that. Alrighty, with that, let's do our anniversaries and birthdays. Let's see, April 28th today. Happy anniversary to Bedros and Sylvia Glorigian. Happy birthday on the 29th to Susan Chakmakin and Laurie Kasabian. And happy anniversary to Hagop and Mary Kabakian. Happy anniversary, happy birthday. Alrighty, let's go. Hold on. I can't believe I'm doing announcements for June, but I am. St. Saga and St. Messer of Church, Armenian Picnic. It's picnic time. Sunday, June 23rd, 12 to 5 o'clock. 70 Jefferson Street, Providence is the place, as always, under the church lawn, under the big tents. Featuring live music with Mike Regan, Ed Malikian, Gary Cash, and Hagop Garabedian. Also, there'll be a performance by the Junior Choir and the Nazali Dance Group. There'll be the Bounce House and the Balloon Man. As always, the food, bar none, is fantastic. Lamb shish, lush, chicken, chema. They'll even have vegetarian options. All meals served with pilaf and salad. Delicious pastries for sale. I hope the vegetarian doesn't come with a pilaf, but that's just, never mind. St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church Annual Festival, Sunday, June 23rd, 12 to 5. And we'll have a great time at the Armenian Picnic. So far, this is the first picnic announcement I've had for this year. So if there are more, send them on in. On the next day, on Monday, June 24th, the Armenian Youth Foundation will have their annual golf tournament. Let's see. Does it tell me how many years? This has been going on for quite some time. Of course not. It doesn't. But it has. Let's see. Do we have anyone to contact? No phone numbers. Go to ArmenianYouthFoundation.org. And again, this is a golf tournament. It's at Franklin Country Club in Franklin, Massachusetts. It's $225 per player. Shotgun start at noontime. You can register, and the practice field is open at 10:30. Awards banquet and cocktail reception, 5 o'clock it begins. But again, if you're a golfer, please consider golfing. And if you're not and you want to sponsor the Armenian Youth Foundation, which does so much for our community, please consider being a sponsor, a whole sponsor. They'll have awards too. Closest to the pin, longest drive, cash putting contest, a hole-in-one award, tournament awards for three divisions. If you'd like to be a tee sponsor, it's $100. Green sponsor, $1,000. Hole sponsor, $2,500. And again, this is for the Armenian Youth Foundation. It's an annual golf tournament. Go to ArmenianYouthFoundation.org for more info. Alrighty, that is it for my announcements. Wikipedia defines Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day as a public holiday in Armenia and is observed by the Armenian diaspora on April 24th. It is held annually to commemorate the victims of the Armenian Genocide of 1915. It was a series of massacres and starvation of 1.5 million Armenians by the Ottoman Turks. In Yerevan, the capital of Armenia, hundreds of thousands of people walk to the genocide memorial to lay flowers at the eternal flame. This day is called Armenian Martyrs' Day. Today, here in Rhode Island, we will be remembering our martyrs at North Burial Ground beginning at 12:15. Please make every effort to attend. Bring your children, bring your grandparents, bring your aunts and uncles, bring your non-Armenian friends. The date, April 24th, commemorates the deportation of Armenian intellectuals from Constantinople, which is present-day Istanbul. The first commemoration, organized by a group of Armenian genocide survivors, was held in Istanbul in 1919 at the local St. Trinity Armenian Church. Many prominent figures in the Armenian community participated in the commemoration. Following its initial commemoration in 1919, the date became the annual Day of Remembrance for the Armenian Genocide. Locally, we will have our commemoration on the 109th anniversary, which we'll refer to as the Remembrance of the Holy Martyrs, today, April 28th. This year's commemoration will give a sense of numbness as a result of the events that took place in the Republic of Artsakh on September 19th, 2023, by Azerbaijan against ethnic Armenians. A ruthless attack was launched that day by Azeris against an already vulnerable Armenian population, given the nine-month blockade of food and medical supplies of the Lachin Corridor. Approximately 100,000 to 120,000 Armenians from Artsakh were forcibly displaced. They were forced to flee to Armenia. Unfortunately, the world sat idle while this invasion took place. The Western allies, including the United States as well as Russia, abandoned us in our time of need. Suffice it to say, Armenians feel forgotten again by the international community, as such a weak stance against the human rights abuses we experience can only embolden our and future perpetrators as well. Although we are quite saddened by the tragic events of 2023, we must remain strong and continue to accentuate the many positive attributes of our people. We must celebrate the survival and spirit of the Armenian people today, its rich heritage and global contributions, but we must never forget. As we conclude, this year marks the 47 years from when our beautiful, majestic monument was dedicated in 1977 to the victims of the genocide. We respectfully dedicate April 28th, 2024 as a day to commemorate the memory of our departed brothers and sisters in Christ who were canonized in 2015 on the centennial of the genocide. Please join us today beginning at 12:15, North Burial Ground, Providence. We'll see you there.
Hay camamor ni tam sahabet kacerum Serabah bir nemrut sarum yırt bir tabet kacerum Her ne gizsirun hamar kammah kam azad olsun Her ne gizsirun hamar kammah kam azad olsun Haykacir, haykacir, şam ne verir hasadan Haykamavur nevildan, kut bit azad et hayatan Haykacir, haykacir, şam ne verir hasadan Ne yerden koydur o şiner, kut bit azad et hayatan Haykacir, haykacir
As my dad always says, Urachatur, Gurachanas, Mer Jamanaga Laratsav Shanagal Chun, Serin Hamar, Sidesu Chun Minchev, Harachiga Giragiaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in Kali. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Awa Providence. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Turayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioAwa.com. ArmenianRadioAwa.com. You can write me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Awa, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. We thank you for listening. Make sure you go on our website to listen to our old shows. Our last weekend show was particularly good. We had the Cardinal Cushing excerpt that was just so moving regarding the Armenian Genocide. So please take a listen. It was last week's show. With that, right now you're listening to us live on WARA, Attleboro, 1320 on the AM dial. Happy Sunday.